given by someone. So if you are wealthy, you're utilizing the water and lights of the masjid and you don't give, what does it mean? That means you are utilizing the charity of someone else. So I think this is something, yes, if there are capital expenses, we can understand people can go out to a collection. But by and large, if people are affluent, then the running expenses of that masjid must be borne by the people who come on a regular basis. Another aspect with regard to it is that we should always try to look at ways and means of increasing the benefit of our charity. There are many ways of doing this. One is, for example, may I suggest that pray when we give great amount of wealth to people, perhaps people should just look at this aspect of uplifting a family. If there is a poor family within our own relationship first, because Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, if you give charity to your own family, then it is double reward, because you are giving charity and you are helping your relatives. So look at uplifting a family. Perhaps there is no breadwinner in a family. Husband might have died, the widow is alone. Right? She is alone, she becomes vulnerable. And wallah, in vulnerability, many things happen. Some things not very savory also. And we know and we have experience with regard to it. Take a family and uplift a family. If it's within your own relationship or within your own circle of influence or someone you know, maybe perhaps go even broader. Take an indigenous family that you know that are in difficulty. Uplift that whole family. Take care of the educational needs of that particular family, the children, and make them such that maybe they become self-sufficient. Daughter is about to get married, get the child married. Uplift the whole family. Allah, there will be such great satisfaction, I'm sure, if a person has wealth, to see and uplift the whole family. Another aspect with regard to this is that help people who are pious. And in their piety, because of the time that they are spending in work of deen, they cannot find time in looking and searching for a livelihood. Allah has made mention of it in the Quran. لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الَّذِينَ أُحْصِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ ذَرْبًا فِي الْأَرْضِ. The poor person who is restrained by being in the path of Almighty Allah. أُحْصِرُوا فِي لَا يَسْتَطِيعُ. He does not have the time and the ability to go and search for a livelihood. يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءَ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ. And the ignorant, they regard him, يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ, they regard him to be wealthy because of his independence. تَعْرِفُهُمْ بِسِيمَهُمْ. But if you search, you would be able to make out from his face, this person is in difficulty. There's an interesting incident. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to make mention that Sufyan al-Thawri Rahmatullah Alayhi was a very eminent scholar, one of the very great eminent scholars in our history. Some amazing statements are attributed to Sufyan al-Thawri Rahmatullah Alayhi. One of the most amazing that I have read about his statements was that one day Imam Sufyan al-Thawri made mention that if Allah Ta'ala were to turn the heavens and earth into lead and copper. Understand the meaning of this. It means no rain from the sky, nothing to grow from the ground. He say if Allah were to turn the heavens and earth into lead and copper, and after that if Sufyan were to ask Allah, oh Allah, where are you going to provide me with? What are you going to provide me with to eat? Sufyan has committed disbelief and kufr. You see, if Allah were to turn the heavens and earth into lead and copper, and then Sufyan had to ask Allah, where are you going to give me food to eat? I have committed disbelief. See, that is the responsibility of Allah to feed us. He has said that وَمَا مِن دَابَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا, that there is no living being but the responsibility of his living with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person one day went to, I think it was Imam Sufyan or maybe another scholar, and said things have become very, very expensive in the marketplaces. So he turned around and said, let the one who provides, let him worry about it. Why should I worry about it? The one who is providing, let him worry about it. But of course, there is a high form of taqwa. Nevertheless, Imam Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullah alayh, Imam Yahya Barmaki used to look after the financial needs of Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullah alayh. And when he looked after the financial needs and the needs of his family, Sufyan al-Thawri used to make dua for him. Oh Allah, the way Yahya has looked after my worldly needs, you look after his needs in the year after. So Yahya Barmaki passed away. Someone saw him in a dream after he had passed away and said, oh Yahya, how did Allah treat you? He said, because of Sufyan's dua, Allah Ta'ala has elevated my status. Because of Imam Sufyan Thawri's dua, Allah has elevated my status. So this is also another aspect that we should keep. Also, my dear respected brothers, we should be giving in our own country. While we give in other particular places and there is a need for us to give in certain times when there is an emergency and there might be a great amount of loss.